This is the Columbia Broadcasting
Company.
Picture of all those Americans with whom I was talking.
Oh, 400 or 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific place, ladies and gentlemen.
The Radio Century from Minnesota Public Radio.
On this particular evening, October 30th, the Crosley Service estimated that 32 million people were listening in on radio.
This particular evening was October 30, the night before Halloween, 1938. The program was The War of the Worlds, and the announcer was Orson Welles. Most people knew the broadcast was a fake. Most people did not hide in the cellar or leave town when they heard the show. But media historian Bob Thompson says they didn't know they were witness to a seminal moment.
You know, in many ways, War of the Worlds provides a pretty much undisguised metaphor for the very fears that most Americans and certainly Europeans had to have had during that time. You have to remember, when that show played, people were already getting used to this idea of, we interrupt this broadcast for the following special announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen.
We're talking about late 1930s America. All kinds of very dangerous things are going down throughout the world, especially in Europe. We are gearing up for a major global war. And the decision, I think, to retell this H.G. Wells story in that kind of paranoid context was a very sophisticated one.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, and yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
What radio did, and television thereafter, was to really provide this sort of national drama, this coherence, something that we could all refer to. Now, with all of these new technologies, I think we forget that before there was television, there was radio, and this was the thing that everybody, almost every single American, was gathered around listening to every evening.
This is Orson Welles, ladies and gentlemen. Out of character, to assure you that the War of the Worlds has no further significance than as the holiday offering it was intended to be. The Mercury Theater's own radio version of dressing up in a sheet and jumping out of a bush and saying boo.
The War of the Worlds, 1938, part of our radio century. John Raby, Minnesota Public Radio.